It's hard to overstate just how expensive college can be. More than $40,000 a year for a private school, over $34,000 for an out-of-state public school. Many students do qualify for greater financial aid. But a startup has come up with a way to let high school students earn money for college much earlier. Economics correspondent Paul Solman has the story. It's part of his Making Sense series, which airs Thursdays on the NewsHour.
Oh, cool. I see. At the engineering classroom of a top public magnet school in Miami, Terra High School, Sebastian Rodriguez and his team's entry in a national robot competition.
You had to pick up a lot of wiffle balls and stack them into this canister here, and then be able to propel them upwards into six-foot-tall tubes.
Turns out this whole school is as competitive as the Robotniks. You need high grades and test scores just to get in.
You don't get any extra money for having built a really cool robot, do you?
No, not at all. Just the fun of having to build a robot.
And why ask about money? Because here, kids get paid for achievements through a college scholarship app called Raise.me. Senior Barbara Groh.
They call them micro scholarships.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all based on your portfolio, your profile.
Right.
So for different aspects of my profile, I can get different amounts of money from different schools. So these are all my AP classes.
Are these your grades?
Yeah. For getting an A, you can get $25 to $1,000, depending on the school.
More than 140 colleges and universities already, from Florida State to Oberlin, Penn State to Notre Dame, using their own formulas to offer money in the form of an eventual merit scholarship for high school achievements, starting in ninth grade and guaranteed, though only if the student applies and is actually admitted. Raise.me, a private company funded by venture capital and several foundations, charges the schools annual fees to participate. The scholarship money is provided by the schools themselves.
Take an honors or an advanced course.
Participating in an extracurricular activity, taking PSATs, SATs, and also for getting good scores, you get even more money.
More money for immediate achievements, says Raise.me's founder, Preston Silverman.
Instead of waiting for 4 years to find out if you're going to receive any scholarship, students are getting a short feedback loop each semester or each grade they get.
It's a huge pool of money that colleges are giving out to kids after they've applied, after they've gotten in. Now goes to kids starting as early as ninth grade.
Yes, it only goes to them as a promise, contingent on acceptance, says Raise.me Vice President Anish Raman. But no matter where they go,
it motivates them to do better in high school, and it prepares them better for college. So when they go, they actually finish, get a diploma, find a job, live the American dream. That's the idea.
Senior Sabrina Roselle is one of Terra's typically high achievers.
Negative.
But like almost all the students here, 40% of whom qualify for federal school lunch aid, Roselle needs help to attend the college of her choice, nearby Florida International. It's relatively inexpensive, but then she has four siblings.
It may look like my family doesn't qualify for financial aid, but it doesn't mean that I can just dish out the $6,000 for tuition every single year.
The $8,000 she's earned on Raise.me thus far represents a fair chunk of that tuition.
It's just like almost like a gift in exchange for all of our hard work.
Roselle's fellow students agree.
I finally found out something that I can get from working hard besides just the good feeling of working hard, you know?
But if the students at Terra don't need the motivational nudge of financial incentives, even if most need the money, students elsewhere seriously need both, says Raise.me founder Silverman.
We spend almost all of our time reaching out to schools and school districts that are serving lower income populations and schools that serve a large percentage of first generation college students. Those are the students that we're most passionate about supporting.
How many of you want to go to college?
Okay, so next morning, we joined a Raise.me reach out rally at a distinctly non-magnet school, Carroll City High.
All right, so let's take some guesses on how much you can earn for different things on Raise. Everyone who answers right will give you a prize.
How much do you guys think you can get for getting an A or B in a class?
500.
Carroll City is just a few miles from Terra, but in terms of academic motivation, a world apart. So will financial incentives work here?
Yes, I do think people would try harder if they knew like the benefits of getting money to
go to college and be successful in life.
Christina Derby, Carroll City's valedictorian, doesn't need the extra incentive, but she too thinks Raise.me will instill and reinforce good habits.
I think as the money accumulates over time, then kids will be like, I shouldn't fall down and get behind in my work. I should actually work harder and do more things because in the end, it will pay off.
But Kristen Klopfenstein, who studies the economics of education, worries that for many kids, Raise.me will simply fall flat.
A lot of times, kids, particularly from disadvantaged backgrounds, don't understand the path from here to there. And so just saying, oh, we'll reward you if you pass this test, the kids might get all excited about the incentive, but then they have no idea about how to go about actually achieving that goal.
Especially with so many other distractions.
Another instance of violence hitting too close to a Miami-Dade school.
Just hours after we left Carroll City, there was a drive-by shooting out front.
A bunch of kids just started running because I heard like a shot, like, bah, bah, bah. And security, everybody told us to get inside.
I think those kids face an entirely different situation where when you're in an advantaged background, your time horizon can be much longer. You can be looking forward and planning for 2-4 years down the road. This is the college I want to go to. This is what I want to be when I grow up. If you talk to kids who are in neighborhoods and schools like you're talking about, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? Sometimes the kids will scratch their heads and, you know, I don't think that far away. I may not grow up.
But Klopfenstein does have an alternative.
Rewards for intermediate actions that lead to positive outcomes. So for reading books or doing positive study skills and behaviors that will lead to higher grades, I'll give you $2 for every book you read. That has a tremendous impact on reading comprehension.
At nearby Florida International, however, an urban public university with 55,000 students, 60% of them Hispanic, Director of Admissions Jody Glassman says Raise.me has already had a positive impact. It has raised hopes for those who might not have otherwise applied.
There's been so much hype. Is the price of a college education worth it? Are you going to be gainfully employed when you graduate? Are you going to graduate with all of this debt? And Raise.me really helps us portray to students that college is affordable.
And even to the high-achieving students at the magnet school, it turns out, Raise.me has had real value. It's ratcheted up even further the drive that already spurs them.
We're just always competing with each other. So if one of them said, hey, I have 80 grand to this school on Raise.me, the other one will say, well, I have 82, and we'll just keep going at it and trying to see what we can add to it.
For the PBS NewsHour, economics correspondent Paul Salmon, reporting from Miami.